Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dinishta Nakshatra, experience. Association versus dissociation. Some individuals experience life in full association, deeply immersed in emotions, body awareness, and personal engagement. Others lean toward dissociation, stepping back, detaching emotionally, or mentally observing instead of fully feeling. Dinishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, action, focus, drive, and symbolized by the drum or flute, rhythm, movement, vibration, leans toward a functional dissociation style, especially in intense or performance-oriented situations. These natives often experience life through controlled engagement. They're present, sharp, and aware, but only to the extent that it serves the task, goal, or rhythm they're moving within. While emotionally capable, Dinishta prefers action over emotional immersion. They process through motion, tempo, and rhythm more than through emotional depth. However, in private or creative spaces, they may enter periods of association where music, memory, or instinct pulls them into full sensory engagement. Planetary placements in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses shape how these states show up and shift. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the experience is primarily dissociated, but purposeful. These individuals compartmentalize emotions to stay focused, especially in high-pressure or leadership settings. In Dinishta, Mars adds tactical presence. They feel only what's needed to stay sharp and on beat. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as cool under pressure, driven professionals who don't get easily distracted by emotional noise. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the experience becomes more associated, particularly in emotional, domestic, or creative spaces. These individuals feel the rhythm of people and moments deeply, and may be more reactive or emotionally imprinted by what they experience. In Dinishta, Moon softens Mars. They still move, but with emotional tone behind the motion. If Moon is in the 10th, their emotional presence becomes part of their public identity. They lead with quiet feeling and relational attunement. If Mercury is in the 5th or 10th house, the experience leans toward mental dissociation. These individuals often observe, analyze, and respond with intellect before emotion. In Dinishta, Mercury adds mental rhythm. They process through thought, timing, and precision rather than direct emotional association. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as composed communicators, emotionally observant but mentally poised. If Saturn is in the 4th or 10th house, the dissociation becomes protective and disciplined. These individuals may not allow themselves to fully feel or express unless absolutely necessary. In Dinishta, Saturn brings emotional restraint. They may experience through structure and performance rather than intimacy. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as grounded professionals, those who carry emotional depth but don't wear it on the surface. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, association becomes more accessible, especially in creative or spiritual experiences. These individuals may feel rhythm through beauty, art, or purpose, becoming more emotionally connected when their values or ideals are engaged. In Dinishta, Jupiter adds moral presence. Venus adds sensual richness. They associate through meaning, not chaos. If either is in the 10th, they are seen as inspiring figures, those who move with grace, feeling, and purpose. Dinishta's experience of life is like a performance tuned to rhythm over rawness, engaged, but often emotionally measured. These natives do not shy away from experience, but they filter it through timing, purpose, and impact. Their growth lies in learning when to stay strategically detached and when to drop into the full depth of feeling. When balanced, Dinishta becomes the rhythmic channeler, living life with conscious tempo, emotional intelligence, and just enough feeling to move others without losing themselves in the sound. Dhanishta Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals naturally use a matching approach, seeking alignment, resonance, and confirmation of patterns. Others are wired for mismatching, spotting flaws, inconsistencies, and what's not working. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, precision, analysis, execution, and symbolized by the drum or flute, rhythmic perfection, synchronization, leans toward a mismatching approach, particularly in high-performance or task-oriented environments. These natives are deeply attuned to rhythm, structure, and timing, and they instinctively sense when something is off, whether it's in process, group dynamics, or execution. Their Mars-driven instincts push them to correct, refine, or retune until the rhythm flows. However, because Dhanishta also craves excellence, not control, they are capable of shifting into matching mode once alignment is established. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses influence whether this instinct is sharpened or softened. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the approach is actively mismatching. They immediately notice what's inefficient, out of sync, or disruptive to flow. In Dhanishta, Mars adds a tactical edge. They fix, challenge, and fine-tune to restore energetic alignment. If Mars is in the 10th, this becomes their public role. They are seen as reformers, strategists, or performance optimizers who drive excellence by refusing to settle for what doesn't work. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the approach softens into matching through emotional tone. These individuals scan for harmony, attunement, and emotional resonance, especially in relationships or home environments. In Dhanishta, the Moon adds relational intelligence. They match with rhythm more than logic. If Moon is in the 10th, they are viewed as emotionally balanced leaders, those who feel when something is off and guide others back into cohesion. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the approach is both mismatching and matching, with a strong mental filter. These natives enjoy scanning for gaps in logic, missed steps, or inefficiencies, but they also love putting ideas together once clarity returns. In Dhanishta, Mercury adds cognitive rhythm. They listen for verbal or structural dissonance and adjust quickly. If Mercury is in the 10th, they become sharp communicators or planners, respected for clear thinking and constructive feedback. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the mismatching tendency becomes systematic and deliberate. These individuals may not speak up right away, but over time, they track what's broken, flawed, or unsustainable, and work persistently to correct it. In Dhanishta, Saturn gives long-term refinement. They're not reactive, but they don't ignore the cracks. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're seen as the steady hand, leaders who maintain integrity by continually assessing and improving structures. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the style shifts toward matching through value and vision. These natives are still capable of noticing mismatches, but they seek alignment more than disruption. In Dhanishta, Jupiter brings moral rhythm, Venus, artistic or social harmony. If either is in the 10th, they're seen as inspirational contributors, those who lift others into coherence rather than cutting down what's misaligned. Dhanishta's approach is like a conductor adjusting the tempo to restore flow. They notice disharmony not to criticize, but to elevate, to bring every element back into alignment with excellence. Their growth lies in knowing when mismatching serves clarity and when matching preserves momentum. When balanced, Dhanishta becomes the rhythm keeper of systems, people, and purpose, refining the beat until everything moves in sync with precision, purpose, and power. Hack Dhanishta Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some individuals experience life in time, fully present, responsive, and immersed in the current moment. Others live through time, navigating life through memory, foresight, and an awareness of cause, consequence, and continuity. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, action, strategy, momentum, and symbolized by the drum or flute, rhythm, sequencing, cosmic timing, leans naturally toward a through-time experience of life. These natives instinctively perceive time as movement, sequences, cycles, phases, and are highly attuned to timing, not just in the moment, but in its connection to past effort and future impact. They think in arcs of development, progression, and rhythm over time. However, because of their Martian sharpness and their connection to music and motion, Dinishta can also function brilliantly in time, especially when performing, leading, or responding in high-pressure situations. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses reveal how time is processed and embodied. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the experience is largely in time. They live in the now, acting on instinct and energy. These individuals respond quickly, often without needing to overanalyze. In Dinishta, Mars sharpens their tempo. They know when it's time to strike or move. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as action-driven professionals, leaders who perform best under pressure and know how to pivot without hesitation. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the experience becomes deeply through time, measured, structured, and informed by what has come before and what must endure. These individuals are highly conscious of long-term outcomes, often delaying gratification to achieve something lasting. In Dinishta, Saturn slows down the tempo to match purpose. They act with discipline, aware of what every move costs. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are viewed as patient, legacy-minded professionals, those who work not just for now, but for what will remain. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, time is experienced emotionally and cyclically, with a natural tendency toward through time, especially in how experiences are remembered and felt. These individuals act based on emotional tone and past memory patterns. In Dinishta, Moon adds emotional rhythm. They often replay moments internally before making decisions. If Moon is in the 10th, they may appear poised and intuitive, leaders who respond based on emotional awareness of long-term group energy. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the experience is adaptive, shifting between in-time processing, quick thinking, communication, and through time, planning, structuring ideas. These individuals often excel at understanding timelines and deadlines. In Dinishta, Mercury gives them the ability to sense how much time a task needs and adjust accordingly. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are known as clever strategists, balancing short-term responsiveness with long-term planning. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, time is felt through time, especially through vision, learning, and spiritual or creative cycles. These individuals connect actions to meaning, growth, and timing that is often cosmically or ethically informed. In Dinishta, Jupiter adds purpose to pace. Venus adds beauty to progression. If either is in the 10th, they are seen as graceful achievers, those who act when values align and who guide others through timing that feels inspired, not rushed. Dinishta's experience of time is like a rhythmic sequence. They sense when to accelerate, when to pause, and how today fits into a greater composition. These natives move with precision because they understand momentum. Their growth lies in knowing when to stay grounded in the present and when to zoom out, and align with the long-term rhythm. When balanced, Dinishta becomes the timekeeper of purpose, living both in the beat and beyond it, shaping their destiny with strategic timing and rhythmic intelligence. Dinishta Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are primarily drawn to people, valuing connection, recognition, or interpersonal growth. Others are fueled by activities, movement, mastery, and meaningful performance. Some feel most aligned with places, specific environments that match their inner rhythm or sense of purpose. Others are motivated by things, tools, systems, resources, or objects that represent value, status, or legacy. Dinishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, action, drive, execution, and symbolized by the drum or flute, performance, rhythm, timing, is primarily motivated by activities and performance-based mastery. These natives are innately drawn to action, especially activities that involve discipline, movement, group contribution, or high-impact execution. Whether through music, leadership, athletics, or strategic work, they come alive when doing something that aligns with excellence and rhythm. However, their connection to sound and space also gives them a strong secondary sensitivity to places, settings where energy, sound, and flow are in harmony. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal which motivator holds strongest sway. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the core motivation is activities, especially those that involve strategy, initiative, or physical energy. These individuals thrive when they are building momentum, pushing limits, or taking charge. In Dhanishta, Mars enhances their hunger for movement. They must do to feel aligned. If Mars is in the 10th, they are known as performers or producers, those who lead through action, not talk. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the motivation leans toward people, especially emotionally resonant or socially supportive relationships. These individuals seek emotional harmony through their involvement in group energy or interpersonal dynamics. In Dhanishta, Moon tunes them into the emotional rhythm of others. They're motivated to maintain energetic cohesion. If Moon is in the 10th, they often guide teams or communities, known for their emotional intelligence within public roles. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, activities and things motivate, especially when they involve communication, tools, or structured tasks. These individuals like solving problems, crafting systems, or perfecting technical skills. In Dhanishta, Mercury adds rhythm to logic. They're driven by process and performance. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as tacticians, valued for their sharp mind and ability to coordinate timing. If Venus or Jupiter is in the 5th or 9th house, the motivation shifts toward places or elevated people, especially where there is beauty, learning, or spiritual significance. These individuals are inspired by environments that feel sacred or creative, and by people who reflect grace or purpose. In Dhanishta, Venus brings elegance to rhythm, Jupiter brings mission. If either is in the 10th, they are drawn to leadership through inspiration, motivated by the space they hold as much as the task itself. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the motivation leans toward things, especially structured tools, responsibilities, or systems of value. These individuals are motivated to maintain order, build something that lasts, or fulfill a long-term mission. In Dhanishta, Saturn anchors their rhythm. They don't just act, they construct. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are viewed as legacy builders, motivated to leave something durable behind. Dhanishta's motivation pulses like a perfectly timed rhythm, always seeking movement, mastery, and meaningful output. These natives are most alive when in motion, especially when that motion serves purpose or performance. Their growth lies in choosing activities and roles that match their inner tempo, not just keeping busy, but building something powerful through repetition, leadership, and precise timing. When aligned, Dhanishta becomes the beat that others move to, motivated not just by doing, but by doing it well in time and with purpose.